My radio station. Your radio station. Our radio station. The voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Very good morning. It is still 15 minutes before the morning ends. That is before our full news bulletin at 12 o'clock. I'm Khawa Solomon, and now we were chatting to the founder at Yiza Ikaya Soup Kitchen, and we have Mama Mickey Linda in studio with us to tell us more about it. A very good day to you, and thank you so much for joining us here at the studios, Mama.
Yeah, good day, Kho.
Thank you so much for coming all the way with your beautiful outfit. We have to take some pictures. And I have to say, we were at Voice of the Cape today with Mama Mika in a traditional way.
Wow, thank you.
A Merry Christmas to you as well, and a happy festive season. Hope it was good for you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Kho. Yeah, it was a very, very beautiful one. The Christmas, our location was silent. As we know that we've got many things in my community, in our local community, but it was silent. It was, I was happy just making a lunch for me and my children.
Brilliant. Spending time with your loved ones.
With my loved ones. Aww. And I can't say with my children because Mama, they call my community name is Nombilo. Nombilo means health. They usually said to me, Mama Nombilo, we are coming. We need something. We know that it's a Christmas time. Mm. But I ate lunch with some of them, but not all of them, or those ones who are in my community. And I love that.
So Mama Nombilo is Mama to all the children there in the local.
Everybody knows about Mama Nombilo. You should say, Mickey, they don't know me.
So we're going to call you as Mama Nombilo today, so everybody knows what we're talking about.
Yes.
Mama of health.
Yes,
Mama of health to everybody.
Exactly.
There we go. Lots of love with that.
Thank you. I love that.
Mama Nombilo and Yiza Ikaya means come home. So all of that, it's not just words that they're saying.
No.
There's so much meaning to all of that.
Yeah. It has a meaning to me. Mm. Yiza Ikaya started on 2009. We were from the sheds, from side
C. In Khayelitsha.
We moved there to the RDP houses in Khayelitsha, the location called Kuyasa.
Kuyasa.
Yes. Okay. Our location is Kuyasa. We are staying at Kuyasa.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was very, very hard for us because we were staying near the trains when we were staying near the
ship.
Yeah, in Site C. Oh. So when you go to Kuyasa, there's no transport, there's no trains.
Okay.
When you want trains, you have to go back to Site C. All those days, if you don't have a car, it's hard for you. You have to go with your feet to find the trains or any transport.
So basically, they put you in the RDB houses, better houses,
better houses,
no facilities to get anywhere.
Exactly. Okay. Yes, we were glad because we got toilets. You've got these better houses, but our problem, we don't have shops. Or those days, we have only spaza shops.
So an established support is not there.
Yeah, it was not there. Yeah, it was so dry. Yeah, we don't have any clinic.
Mm.
But after a time, we have the clinic, Kuyasa Clinic. And after a time, we've got the Kuyasa station now for the train.
Okay.
Yeah, one day we were sitting next to our RDP houses with another ladies.
Mm.
I just saw a young man who was crawling. Our clinic is near us. Yes. So when we see this young man, we were shocked, both of us.
Mm.
We went to him.
Mm.
What's the matter with you? He said, Mama, I've taken the medication without food. This is my second day. And this medication is chewing my intestine. You know, we just take him inside my house. Mm. When I was there, when we take him inside my house, which I just give anything got in my house. Mm. After that, after that, she just sleep. I was scared when he's sleeping, but I was praying inside that God, I know you are the God who make the miracles. When he opened his eyes, he just looked at me. We were together now. All the people are gone. We were together. Just look at me. Said, Mama, you saved my life. I didn't sleep that night. So I was thinking, God, what can I do for my community? Mm. Besides this, I'm seeing now. I know my community is dry. Everybody's most of the people are not working.
Mm.
And the people are sick.
Mm.
And the children are here. At that moment, there was no crash.
Mm.
The people, children were doing up and down. Yeah, before I was working in the crash before, and also a childminder.
Okay.
Yeah, but domestic work, all that. So I think, God, can you please give me a thing that any work that I can do in my community?
Yes.
I was, those days I have one day child.
Okay.
In the past, I was staying with a lady called Julian. Yeah, she was working in a school there.
Mm.
I talk about this to her. Julian, I've got this vision. Oh, I've got this dream. I want to make a soup kitchen for my community.
Mm.
Because I think inside my heart, I think there is a need of it. That week, I collect the ladies in my community, all the people, not only the ladies, even the street committees, that they must know what I'm going to do.
Mm-hmm.
At that time, it was my RDP house only. So when I talked to them, they were so very excited. I started the soup kitchen on the 7th of July. That was my birthday day in 2009. So, the day I started, there were 40.
Mm.
After that.
That came for the soup kitchen.
Yes, okay. After that, I don't know. It was
just so much more.
Yeah, they were there, many of them. They were so excited, the children. They came, when they came from school, the first thing, Mama Nompila, we are here, we are hungry. You know, I was so excited to see their smiles.
Mm.
They were smiling at me, others, they touching me. Bye-bye, Mama Nompila, we are going. You know, those smiles, I love them. Is that the way it started?
I don't think we sort of appreciate the fact that what the rest of South Africa and what the rest of Cape Town is happening in the rest of Cape Town for those that are suffering when they don't eat.
Mm.
And how the prayers, if you're not able to give or come out or have the money, the prayers alone to make an organization like this come home, Izaikaya, to have them in your mind and pray for yourself and your team, Maman Nompila, and your team to give you the strength and to invite people out to say, come see what is going on.
Yes.
And not to be afraid to go out to the locations, to Kaya Lecha, and come out and to help.
Yes.
Because sometimes people, they don't have the money.
Yes.
They don't have the transport, they don't. But if they can sacrifice that one day to come out to help Mama,
yes,
and just bring something, you know, little with to add to that pot, to add to the spirit of the day of giving.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, when it's there is no money, ho.
Yeah.
And when I started the soup kitchen, I was having this disability grant.
Okay.
And also in the streets, there are ladies who come with their half cabbages, potatoes, soup. When I've got money, I have to buy all of these. But when God is good, because I was going to spa, I was going to Pick and Pay those days, but it was not a stable food that they gave us.
That's coming in.
Yes, but one day, only one day, there's a lady called Karen Goldbeck. Yeah, Karen Goldbeck, go to Catherine. Catherine Morris.
Yes.
Yeah. We've got, those days, we've got a big, small, a big food garden at the back.
Okay.
There, Karen was working at Climate Exchange.
Mm-hmm.
So she saw this project. We, those days, we were cooking in the two burner stove and the small pots. So what she did, she preached about us. Or to other people, so people they knew us now, like Catherine, because Catherine what she did, he talk about us to the people, and also Karen talk about us. So after that, we have those people who can help us, and after that, Catherine, I built a shack, a small shack. Another young man at my bed. He's a roof maker.
Okay.
So he made us the shack for us, but it was small. But we got a problem with my neighbor. I spoke to Catherine, because Catherine, all the time on Mandela Day, they usually come to us and help us in our garden with her team. So I told Catherine, I've got this problem. She said, okay, Mama, I'm going, I'll be back. When she's back, he came us with three guys and her, and said, Mama, those three guys, here is a plan. I'm going to build you a house. He built a house at the back of my RDP house.
Okay.
Yeah, it's an unusual house. It's a hemp house. There's no brick. There's nothing. It's only the hemp and the sand and the lime.
Okay.
They built it for us. Now we've got the small food garden.
Okay.
And it next to the to this hemp house.
Okay.
Yes. That's where God bless us with that house. But now we've got more programs now in that hemp house.
Okay. Tell us about that, because I see the community food garden, something that you encourage people to get involved in and to do even for themselves.
Yes.
But there are other projects.
Yes. Then after that small food garden, there is ShopRite came in. He's helping us with the... He brought to us food and trees, who's teaching us how to train us to make the garden with the 2 liter bottles. We cut them and hang them on the wall.
Okay.
And also in the sand, change the sand to the soil. All those it is small. We are still looking for the big land to make a big land like other ladies. They didn't only teach me only. Even in my community, there are gardens that the food and trees, he taught them how to make the garden.
So you have also, with this garden, you have from the blessings coming from the ground to put in your pot of food to feed the people again.
To feed the people, yes.
Now you've got others, other projects that involved with the young ladies also?
Yes, we've got aftercare there. We've got homework days.
Okay.
And also we've got another problem that... There is another program there, referrals from the clinic.
Okay.
Those are the adults. Those one, they come every morning at 7 o'clock, no, at 8 o'clock when the children are finished.
Okay.
Because at 7 o'clock we are feeding the children before they go to school.
Okay.
Yeah, those who are staying far from the school, far from the, far in the informal settlement.
Yes.
So they are coming there every morning. After them, we feed the referrals from the school, from the clinic. Those one who are taking medication, those those people who are taking medication, that is why I said we need a big space. In my thought or in my wishes, I wish I can see them taking the tablets. After that, they can eat. Yes. Because I don't want to feed the people who is defaulting. Mm. Yes, I can feed her, but I want to see her. Him or her.
Yeah. Mama, Nobila, we have to wrap up. We've got about a minute left. Yes. And people want to know, where can they give donations? How can they contact you?
Yeah, they can connect the donation. They can connect Green Home.
Green Home? Okay.
Green Home, that's Catherine.
Okay. Yes. And where is she?
Catherine is staying at Hout Bay.
In Hout Bay.
Yes.
And a contact number for Mama?
Yeah, 072.
Yeah.
010
yes
4337.
To wrap up, Mama Nombile, what is your message to everybody?
Another thing that we've got a problem that the girls, they don't go to school when they don't have sanitary pads.
Yeah.
But now we've got that program again.
Okay.
There are people who are giving us, but even though it's not just everyone.
Mm.
But the message I can give to the mothers.
Yes.
The mothers, you can't see anybody who doesn't have food.
Mm.
At this time we are living in a hard time, that if you have something, could you please share it with your neighbor or share it with your another child?
Mm.
Even the uniform of the school,
yes.
you can give it to your neighbor or your children, and to everyone that you can see, this one in itself. Can we please help each other? Please, please. That was.
What a beautiful message from Mama Nombela.
Yes.
Help your neighbor. Help yes. each other. Give if you have extra. Give.
You will have to give, because now the time is like this.
It's time for giving.
Yeah.
We've got so much ills happening in our family, in our country, in our city. Be the one that makes the change and have a good heart.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Mama Nombela. You are one of those.
I would love to say Merry Christmas to all that I know,
yes.
especially the one who are helping us in Ezekiah, Tony Burden, Catherine, all of them. Shivan, say hi to my children. I'm here.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you so much.
Thank Mama Nombela.
Yes.
From Ezekiah.
Come home.
Kuyawa location.
Kuyasa location. Near the station.
Ezekiah. Support Green Home and Catherine in Hout Bay. 072-010-4337.